Today we have doubled celebration, Holy Trinity and the Father's Day. So I will share with you two stories. So please stay with me. The first story is about young father. His name is Brandon. He has two kids, beautiful wife. He does his best to be a good father. The important characteristic of him for today is that he is perfectly bold. So once he comes, one afternoon he comes from job to home, and he's surprised seeing his youngest son, Andy, who is 5 years old, having in his hand father's shaving machine and a big trace after shaving machine on his head. So Brandon is very surprised and mad because he told many times his sons to not to play with his shaving machine. And before he gives him spank, Andy tells to father with tears in his eyes, "Daddy, wait to see Charlie." So father goes to Charlie's room and then he sees completely bald youngest child. Now he's very upset because his son looks like a rabbit and it's not very funny for his dad. So he said to give them a spank, and then Andy says, "Daddy, we simply try to be like you." And there is no spank, because dad is so touched with the answer of his son that they simply try to imitate him and be bold. Do you want it or not, your children want to imitate your fathers, because you are heroes for them. And better we be for them good heroes who pass on them good models to live on. And you are heroes, and so much depend on you. Yesterday, I listened to the dialogue between two fathers. It was on the YouTube made by Skid Guys. It was very interesting. Let's say it was between Brandon and Baba. So Brandon asked Baba, "When did you first realize that your dad isn't a real hero?" And Baba is surprised, "What do you mean by that, that my dad isn't a hero anymore?" So Brandon says, "You know, well, when we are kids, we think that our fathers are superheroes. And then we grew up and we find out that they have their own weaknesses, faults, that they are not so perfect." So Baba thinks for a moment and answers, "Well, isn't that feature of the real hero, to know his weaknesses and faults and still simply try to stay far away from them? Like, let's say the best superhero, Superman, he can do anything, but still when he is around this green stone named Crypto something, yes. Kryptomite, thank you for help. When this superhero is close to the kryptomite, he simply loses everything. So I think that our dads are that same, that they are heroes because they know the weaknesses and they try best to don't follow those flaws and weaknesses. So be heroes. Be superheroes, dear fathers. Don't be afraid of looking what is inside of you, in you, and face the weaknesses and flaws and the darknesses which every one of us have. And work on them, fight with them. Because real hero know his weakness and do his best to avoid it. Today's world need real heroes like you. Be real heroes.